I have the courage of my convictions. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with the thought for today. I have the courage of my convictions. What are the courage of my convictions? That's a good question, isn't it? What really is the courage of my convictions? I say, I only speak positive thoughts. And then I look about me and I see something negative. I look about me and I see something that is not to my choice. I look about me and I see an unhappy world. I see unhappy people. And I say, ah! And is that the courage of my convictions? Well, it certainly is. I am convinced that the world is unhappy, that the world's got problems, and that I've got problems too. I'm convinced of that. Well, now, come on now. Is that what this is all about? No, that's not what this is all about. My statement, I have the courage of my convictions, is that I stand forth powerfully, dynamically, and wonderfully whenever I face circumstances that need to be faced. Now, everything needs to be faced in life. There's not a single thing in life that doesn't need to be faced. I need to face the fact that I am getting younger every day. Every day I'm younger and younger and younger and enjoying a happier, happier, happier life. Now, if I have the courage of that conviction, I will act younger. I will think younger. I will dedicate myself to more youthful attitudes and more youthful activities. I will always participate in everything that is useful if that is my thought, if that's my conviction. If my conviction is that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, then I have to say, what is my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Well, it's good, that's for sure. It's very good. It's whole. It's wonderful. It's dynamic. It's wow. Yes. So, any little thing that comes along to disturb my spirit, mind, and body, and I acknowledge it, I am not having the courage of my convictions that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Everyone can say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and say it, and say it, and say it, and say it, till you're blue in the face. The truth comes when you have the courage of your convictions. You stand up for it. I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Then you stub your toe and you say, ouch! No, you stub your toe and you say, I'm whole and perfect. There's no need ever to do something like that. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. And then you go about your life and you forget the stubbed toe. And you go about your life and you forget the stubbed toe. You go about your life and you forget that activity that was contrary to your convictions. Oh yeah. That's what it's all about. Do you have the courage of your convictions? You say, oh sure I do, oh sure I do. I'm a metaphysician, I am a spiritually illumined being. I'm a master, oh yes, I'm a master. I'm a master at letting the world push me around. If I'm a person who has the courage of my convictions, nobody pushes me around. Nobody presses my buttons. Nobody tells me anything other than the truth about me, because that's all I hear. That's all I know. That's all I listen to. That's all I create people saying in my world. And that's true. People look at me and they say, wow, you look like a young, dynamic person. I said, I am a young, dynamic person. I'm 25 years old. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I'm wonderful. I am fantastic. And I use good judgment. I don't overdo things. I eat properly, but I think it properly. I don't eat more than I need. I breathe happily. And I drink water. I do all sorts of good things. I am just a fantastic being. Oh, come on now. Get off it. Well, if that's not where you want to be, you are not in my world. Because in my world are people who say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That's the only kind of people who live in my world. That's the kind of only thoughts that live in my world. Thoughts that say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Do you have the courage of your convictions? Well, I certainly have the courage of my convictions. Every day, whenever anything comes up that would disturb me or press my button, I immediately say, hey, I press my own buttons by my choice, and my choices are to recognize that I am my ideal spirit-minded body. I recognize that I am whole and perfect. I recognize that everything in my world is good. I recognize this. I recognize this. I recognize this. I will not allow anything contrary to this truth of my reality be expressed in my world. I recognize it, I claim it, and I am it. I have the courage of my convictions, and you do too. Fun, isn't it? I love you. I love you. I love you.